boom of the iron trade first drew Irish settlers around 1840. They were the ones that witnessed the birth of the industry. They set up their own settlements and church. As the iron commercial venture grew, it needed more workers. From 1890, other nationalities were squeezing in on the gains that those early Irish settlers had worked hard to achieve. Despite occasional mine closures and tenuous payments, the Irish had shored up their positions. They were now in their second generation here, and I imagine a bit protective of their way of life, especially where worship was concerned. The tensions between descendants of the early settlers, the Irish, French, Canadian, and Italian, and incoming Eastern Europeans and Spanish, were exploding in cities like New York and Boston. Mineville reflected the same culture clash and gang-like conflict. The Irish Catholic Church joined with Witherby Sherman to demand loyalty and to help foster the sense of community. It served as one of the enduring authorities of the town. But Eastern Europeans, with their own ways of practicing Catholicism, were moving in. The tension eventually resulted in a new church in Witherby, St. Michael's Polish Catholic Church on the west side. As different ethnicities expressed their faith, the early immigrants looked down on the newcomers. Unfamiliar, hard-to-pronounce names were indiscriminately changed. For example,
what's your name?
Piotr Volonishkovich.
Okay. Pete Whalen. There you go. Well, where do you go to church, Pete Whalen?
St. Michael's Church.
The Polish Church. With Father, what's his name?
Father Stefan Wojciechowski. He's a good man.
You Poles are going to have to buy your own equipment if you want to work here.
None of us has the money for that.
Oh, I see then. We're reasonable people. We'll rent it to you, even give you a deal.
Within these culture clashes, there was intimidation and even arson. Tom Skazafava describes his grandfather, the Padrone, who was paid by Witherby Sherman to help establish Italian newcomers, as one that was bullied by a group called the Black Hand.
Black Hand actually was a group of Italians who, I guess in those days they would be, today we'd probably call them the Mafia, that wanted a percentage of any profits that you were making. And that's why he finally left Mineville, to get away from that. You know, they just put a lot of pressure on him, and there were strikes or, Italian laborers getting jumped and beat up. You know, they were all just trying to send a message to my grandfather that, you know, we want a piece of the action here.
The Black Hand did not stop with the persecution of its own ethnic group. It continued its activities throughout 1913 and into 1914, meeting at the Memorial Hall. In the summer and fall of 1914, they began using arson against the company, asserting their status by burning company buildings. Witherby Sherman investigated briefly, but then abruptly curtailed its inquiry, allowing the Black Hand to win.
William James. Well, he refused to quit, even though the company backed off. No stopping James.
He was close to discovering the identities of the arsonists, and he was close to exploding the whole case.
On September 30th, they staged a brawl outside his house. He was called out. He was lured into the back room and knifed repeatedly.
He died of a stab wound to the heart.
One Tony Gygas. Apparently he didn't mess around. Gygas was ushered to the train station and left for Canada.
So they say.
He was never prosecuted.